संग तथा कृपयाविष्टम अश्रुपूर्णा फुलेक्षणम विषीदंतम इदम वाक्यम उवाच मधुसूदन। मधुसूदन कृष्णा इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर एज मधुसूदन द किलर ऑफ द डिमांड मधु मधु कई का भाष Arjun was attacked by a demon of forgetting his duty, being too much afflicted by bodily relations. This is our position. In this material world, you are so much attached to this bodily relationship that it is to be considered just like we are ghostly haunted. In a poetry, Prem Vivarta, it is said that Pishachi paile jano motichanna hor. Mayakasta jiver sei dasa upajja. Mayakasta ji. Mayakasta maya means illusion. Hallucination. So, we are in this material world. We are all illusions. Illusion means accepting something as fact, which is not. Something, just like in dreaming, we see sometimes some attack with a tiger. My head is being cut off. So many things. So actually, there is no tiger. My head is not being cut off, but still I am crying. Oh, here is a tiger, here is a tiger. So, our attachment for this world is like that. It is illusion. I am thinking that without me, everything will be spoiled. My presence is required. And so on, so on. Just like sometimes our political leaders, each and every one of them think that without him, the whole situation will be spoiled. Even Mahatma Gandhi, you are so attached that you would not retire from political life unless you are killed. The attachment was so strong. But after passing away of Mahatma Gandhi or Jawaharlal Nehru or so many big leaders, the world is going on. There is a Bengali proverb that when the king dies, it does not mean the kingdom stops. The kingdom goes on. But when so long the leader or the person in charge remains there, he thinks that without me everything will be spoiled. This is called Maya. This is called illusion. According to Vedic system, therefore, there is forced renouncing. Nobody wants to retire from family life. But the basic injunction is that after one has passed 50 years, he must leave his family. In the beginning, as a student life, his trainer, Brahmachari, undergoing severe austerities, penances, and taking instruction from the spiritual master about the temporary existence of this material world. In this way, he is trained up very nicely. And even after training, if he appears to be attached to this material world, he is allowed to go home and marry. And some of the brahmacharis are allowed to remain noistic brahmachari without going home and accepting a wife. But one who cannot, he is allowed to accept wife and become a householder and remain there for 25 years, because generally the brahmachari was going home at the age of 24 years, 25 years. So after marriage, he may get a child. So living there for 25 years means the child is grown up. Then the husband and wife takes leave, not living for good, but vanaprastha, traveling in pilgrimages like Vrindavan, Prayag. That was the system. And after 2 months, again he comes back and he remains home for another 2 months, again goes out. In this way, the whole process is how to give up attachment from this family life, from this world. And when he is trained up fully, he takes sannyas. That is our Vedic system. So, the attachment of this material world is very strong. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Rishabde. Pumshan Sriyami Sunibhavami Sat. This whole material world is an attachment of male and female. Unsham Sriya, Mithuni Bhav, sex impulse, attachment. Tayor Mitha, Hridayaganti Mahu. And when they are married, when they are united, then it becomes a hard knot in the heart. Atav Vyakshetra Sutapta Vittai, Janasamo Hoyam Saham Mameti. Then gradually, after being united, one becomes attached to griha, home, apartment, kshetra. Formerly there was no industry, so everyone must have some land to produce food. Griha, kshetra, suta, then children, apta, friends, vitta, then money. Without money, nothing can be maintained. Atagriyat-se-trasutata-vittai-janasa-moha. He becomes more and more illusioned. Aham-mameti, or this is my country, this is my family, this is my house, this is my children, so-on-so-on, mama, mine, and I am this person, I am this body. This is illusion. So, Arjuna appeared to be illusion. So how I shall fight with my brothers and grandfather on the other side? He became so much illusion. Tanatathakitayavishtam. He became illusion, not unnecessarily. He was very much compassionate with his family members. Kipayavishtam. Astupurna Tulechanam. And he was crying. There was tears in his eyes. Visidantam idam vakram. And he was lamenting in this way. How should I pass? So Krishna then began to speak. Krishna saw that my friend Arjuna has become too much illusion. So he wanted to kill the demon of illusion. Therefore he mentioned here as Madhusudana. Krishna comes. He has got two business. Paritranaya sadhana vinashaya dushkritam. Side by side, giving protection to his devotees, sadhu. Sadhu means devotee. Devotee of Krishna is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita as sadhu. Apise sutudakara bhajate maam ananna bhav. Sadhu deva samant. One who is strictly a pure devotee of Krishna, he is mentioned as sadhu. Sadhu deva samant. Sammak vavasita hita. He is such class sadhu. Even if he is a grihastha, it doesn't matter. Generally we understand sadhu means with saffron cloth. No. Sadhu's qualification is that he must be a pure devotee of Krishna. Sadhava sadhu bhushana. Sadhava sadhu bhushana. So now Krishna speaks. Sri Bhagavan was. Bhagavan. This Bhagavan means one who is full with six kinds of opulence. He is called Bhagavan. Vaisajyasya, samartasya, virjasya, jasasya, sriya, jnana, vairagya, saiva, sarayiti, bhagangana. Bhava. Bhagavan and Krishna. Krishna means all attract. Bhagavan to Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. There are other great personalities. Lord Shiva is also sometimes described as Bhagavan. Similarly, Lord Brahma, Narada, others are also sometimes described as Bhagavan. But real Bhagavan means Krishna. They are Bhagavan, partial. All these things have been very much carefully analyzed by Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. He has analyzed in the Bhakti Rasāmṛta Sindhu, which you have translated into English, Nectar of Devotion. He has analyzed that Krishna is 100% Bhagavan. And Narayana is 94% Bhagavan. And Lord Shiva is 84%. And all other living entities, all living in Bhutiya, we are minutely 78% Bhagavan. That means when you come to the perfection of life, when you are actually in the spiritual state, then you have got the qualities of Bhagavan in minute quantity, but not all the qualities, 78%. These have been very nicely analyzed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sundi. And Shastra says also, Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a list of all the incarnations. A such and such incarnation appears for such and such particular activities. In that incarnation list, there is name, of Lord Ramchandra also, Lord Buddha also. Buddha's name is also there. But in the conclusive portion, it is declared there, Iti Chamsakala Pumso, Krishna Tu Bhagavan. In that leaf, the name of Lord Krishna, Lord Balaram is there also. But the conclusion is given by Vyasa that except Krishna, all others, they are a plenary expansion of Krishna or part of plenary expansion of Krishna. Aṃsa kala. Aṃsa means direct expansion. And kala means expansion of secondary expansion. So it is concluded there that iti chamsa kala punsa, all these incarnations, they are either aṃsa or kala. But Krishna, the name Krishna, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, he is the original personality of God, Krishna. Oh, the same thing here, Vyasa described, Sri Bhagavan Uvas. He is not ordinary person. Bhagavan speaking. Bhagavan means, what is Bhagavan? Vaisadya. Vaisadya means riches. Nobody can be richer than Bhagavan. We have got our ideas of richness. I may be rich, but you are richer than me. Somebody is richer than you, somebody is richer than another, another, another. You go, make proceed. When you find out the final richest person, that is Bhagavan. Aishadhyasya samagras, all it. Not that partial. One may have 1,000, another may have 1 lakh, one may have 1 crore. But nobody can say that I have got all the money. No, that is not possible. But Bhagavan has all the money. Aishadhyasya samagrasya, divyasya, similarly strength. Body strength or power. Aishadhyasya samagrasya, divyasya, jasasya. And similarly, reputation. We are also reputed. But nobody can be reputed than Krishna. Just like 5,000 years ago, he spoke this Bhagavad Gita. And he so reputed that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. And still, it is running on, not only in India, but we are traveling all over the world. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. So he so reputed. Taisadhyasya savagrasya bijasya jatasya sriya and beautiful, the most beautiful. Krishna must attract jasasas jnana, knowledge. Now, Krishna's knowledge, there is no limit. Still, the knowledge, the book of knowledge which has given this Bhagavad Gita, there is no comparison. There is no second book in the whole world which contains so full of knowledge. So, jnana. And vairagyas, in spite of all the property of Krishna, Krishna doesn't care for this material world. He is busy in the spiritual world. Radha Madhava, Sunya Vihari, he is busy in Vrindavan. He has many servants, this big man, has got many secretaries, servants. They look after. Similarly, in this material world, he is represented as Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. They are managing the affairs of this whole universe. But he is enjoying and Vrindavan. Jai Radha Madhava, Sunya Vihara. He has no concern. He doesn't care what is happening here. But it does not mean that he doesn't care, but he has no anxiety how the things are being managed. When it is mismanaged, then sometimes Krishna comes in his Vasudev form, not the original Krishna. Original Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Padamekam nagasi. He's always in his abode. Chintamani pratara sadmasu palva vrikhalakha vritesu suravhi ravipalayam lakshmi sahasta sata samrama sevvamanam govindam adipurusam tamaham vada. He is very much adhered to his town suravhi ravipalayam and is surrounded by hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune, his gopis. He is around. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama kebhama. We are praying goddess of fortune to have some favor. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is served by hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune. This is Krishna's position. So, I do not know why foolish people, they do not understand what is God. Everything is there. And he comes also, personally. Not only the God's name, address, activities and everything is there, but he comes personally also. He proves Krishna, he proved that he is the Supreme Personality of God. When Krishna was present, he proved all these things. Aisat jasa samartasa, bidyasa, jasasa sriya. He proved. He had 16,000 wives, and each wife a big palatial building of marble, bedecked with jewels, and garden with parijat flowers. These are descriptions. Nobody can mention 16,000 wives in 16,000 palaces. Not only that, not that if he enters in one palace, he lives with one wife, the other wives are better. No. He expanded himself into 16,000 forms. And with each wife was living comfortably. Each wife had 10 children. And those children also had each 10 children, grandsons. In this way, Krishna's family was more than 1 crore, Yadavansha. So, if you study from material point of view, when Krishna was present, he proved that he is Bhagavan. And Bhagavan means not a big beard and meditation. Krishna never became Bhagavan by meditation. He was not a manufactured God. He is God, all of us. He is not manufactured. When he was on the lap of his mother, Yashoda, he was God. The Putana came to kill him, but Krishna killed him. In this way, if we read the life of Krishna, he is true Bhagavan. Not only he proved himself, but all other great authorities accepted him, Bhagavan. There are 4 Vaishnava acharyas in the recent years, and one Mahabhad Acharya, Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya also, although he is inclined to the impersonal teacher of the Lord, but he accepted Krishna. Sabhagavan Sayam Krishna. He accepted. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narayana. Narayana Bhaktya. So, Adat Vishnava Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, lately Lord Chaitanya, all of them accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. And Arjuna, he also, when he heard from him, Bhagavad Gita, he accepted him as the Supreme Personality of God, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham, Shastatam. So Krishna is accepted universally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why people are making research, where is God? I do not know. Why they are uselessly taking so much hard labor to search out God? Here is God, Krishna. Bhagavan Vasa. There is no reason, there is no chance of not accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna personally said that matta paradam nanya kinchida sti dhananya. There is no more superior element above me. Aham sarvasta pramada. I am the origin of everything. Aham adi devanam. There are so many statesmen. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So anyone who is actually serious about understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no difficulty. But because we are obstinate, because we are sinful, because we are lowest of the mankind, because our knowledge has been taken by Maya, and because we are atheists, we do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. Otherwise there is no reason. Krishna therefore describes Namam Dushkitanam Mulha Prabhadante Naradhama. Unless one is Dushkitina, always a miscreant, full of sinful life, he cannot deny Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. So our, this Krishna Consciousness movement is preaching all over the world that you are all advanced in civilization and advanced in scientific knowledge and advanced in everything. But you are missing one thing, God, Krishna. So here is God, here is Krishna. You try to understand Krishna and be Krishna conscious and make your life successful. That is our program. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
When there is bhajan singing,
yes,
which I can understand the words,
bhajan, Hare Krishna,
or any bhajan of God,
yes,
then if you understand language and everything, you see if it is just like Mirabai and crying, tear comes from my sense. And he is laughing, he's very instant laughing.
Yes.
And there is no further progress.
There is also sattvic vikar. Yes. There is called vikar, transformation of spiritual platform. Yes.
But there is still something more.
No, that is it. When one cries, yes, and falls, that means he is realizing.
Yes,
right. Let him realize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to do that. There is high stage, Mahabhava.
You said just in there.
Yes.
So, when I go in bhajan, you see, washing out everything. I should kill myself that there is only soul, nobody. And you see, the man who sings or who are present, you see, they are all smoke, nobody.
Yes, all material.
All these things. Yes. And then in this thing.
Yes. That is perfection, liberated state. Yes.
So have you explained anything about this in your Gita 15?
Gita is just to understand what is God.
God.
And then when you are actually engaged in God's service, these things come. That is higher stage. Gita is the ABCD of understanding God.
So it will give some more reflection.
Yes. But if we accept the ABCD,
yes,
then we come to literature, then we pass any examination.
Yes.
So Gita is the primary state, first step,
yes,
of understanding God.
I am reading Gita from my childhood. I like Gita.
Very good.
Yes. So, I think yes, your Gita will give some more reflection.
Yes. I am explaining as it is. I am not interpreting.
Yes.
So it is being accepted.
I should read it. So, just in case.
Very good.
Very good.
Hare Krishna.
Yes. Yes, let us discuss. Yes, if your life is so made that in every state you are feeling presence of Krishna, then it is Krishna consciousness. That is the first class yoga, as it is confirmed by Krishna. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratma. Sudhyaman bhajati jumaan sami jutta tamo. Just like these points, they are being trained to think of Krishna 24 hours. Chaitanya sadahari. They are, that's why we are constructed the splendor. Our business is to preach Krishna. So the energy employed for constructing this temple, that is also Krishna. That energy. Somebody saying anything, Nirmandi, Krishna Sambandi, Jutta Vairagya Muchyate. If our activities are always the object for Krishna satisfaction, that is called Vairagya. A man is engaged in business, that's all right. But if the fruit of that business is meant for Krishna, then sakarmanatamantra. That is sakarma. Generally, we work for our sense gratification. I have got this money, I must use for my sense gratification, or for my relative sense gratification, or for my country's sense gratification, for my society's sense gratification. So this is materialism. But when the same thing is done for Krishna's sense gratification, there is religion. That is the difference between prem and kaam. Kaam. It has been very simplified by Kaviraj, Krishnadas Goswami in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Atmendriya Tripti Vansha Karnam Kaam. Atmendriya Tripti. If you want to satisfy your senses, then call Kaam. Lust. Krishnandriya Tripti Vansha Bhare Prem Naam. The same thing, when you try to satisfy the senses of Krishna, that is called prem. So we have to divert the activities for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Arjuna. Arjuna, he, in the beginning, he denied to fight that our subject matter. He was crying, no, I cannot fight. So, apparently, Arjuna was very nice gentleman that he, forgetting his claim over the kingdom, he is non-violent, he is not willing to fight with his brothers, and was trying so compassionate, so from materialistic point of view, he was very nice. But immediately, as we begin tomorrow, Krishna says that, why you are thinking like anarja? Anarja, anarja dishta. This kind of thinking is not for Arya, Aryan. It is for the knowledge. It is not. And the whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna to make him Arya. And at the end, Krishna inquired from Arjuna, so what is your decision? Yathet shashi tatha puru. But this Arjuna replied, Kurishe tat vatanam. Kurishe vatanam. Now I shall fight. And Krishna gave him certificate, Bhaktosi, Priyosi. You are very dear friend and my great devotee. Now, fighting is not very good business, killing. But sometimes, by killing, one can become a great devotee of Krishna. He was a warrior, fighter. His business was to fight. But he fought for Krishna, and then he became a devotee. That is Sakarmanasana. Arjuna, Brahma, Kshatriya, similarly, our means Saparma, Gunakarma, Vibhara. Our, according to Vedic system, there are four divisions. Chatur Varnam Maya Krishnam Gunakarma Vibhara. Not by birth, but by quality and actual activities. There are Brahmanas, there are Kshatriyas, there are Vaishyas, there are Sudras, there are Brahmachari, there are Jyotsam, Anaprastha, Sanyas. So everyone should envy and give to satisfy Krishna. That is the whole philosophy. Sakarmanatamantam. You work as Brahmin, you work as a Kshatriya, you work as a Vaishya, or Sudra, it doesn't matter. Krishna has advised that even if you think that I am working as a Vaishya, it is not very good. Because sometimes I have to speak less for business then. And Brahmana's business is very nice. No. Krishna has advised sadosam abhinaptate. Even in your profession, there are so many faults, you should not give. You should go on. But the result must be given to Krishna. That is the secret. You may work as a Brahmin, as a Kshatriya, as a businessman, as an engineer, as a doctor, as a warrior, whatever it is, it is never condemned. No work is condemned. Every work is dignified, provided it is meant for Krishna. That is Krishna.